Dang, but that's a long story. You know, I started in business as a young man because I learned that I was probably not the best at working for other people. I was better off to work for myself. And ultimately, you know, building businesses is what came naturally to me in the end. So that's a great thing that you know, I got to. And I was lucky that I started early in business. I think, you know, when you start early, you make all the mistakes early. Therefore, it's not as bad when you make the mistakes because you're young and that's okay. As I get older, it's like, you know, I see people trying to start and they don't want to make the mistakes now. So, you know, it's a lot of good things. I've been in business all my life. Husband, father of five now. And yeah, that's me. The short story, the short version.
That's a short one. Look, so you mentioned starting early. When was that? When was that transition for you? Now, that was like when you realized this is it. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, look, I started in business myself. I tell the story. I started when I was 15. My dad tells the story a little differently. He jokes about how he caught me selling my Christmas presents to my brothers when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old. He tells the story. So, but yeah, I think he enjoys the let's do an embarrassing story from when you were young type thing. So. But yeah, so I've always wanted to be in business myself. I've always desired to be in business myself. And I think that's just who I am. I mean, a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs, but they wait and wait and wait and wait, and they don't become an entrepreneur until they're sort of 40, 50. And it's like, you know, the earlier you can get started, I think the better.
I was asking a couple of leaders, what is the factor, what makes a hero? And they all say one thing, they say courage, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't agree with that? You wouldn't agree with that?
You know, I don't know. Leadership takes a lot of things, and in different scenarios, leadership takes different things. In some scenarios, it definitely takes courage. In other scenarios, the best thing a leader can do is calm everyone down and slow it down. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think some leadership things is, leadership is almost situational, and the best format of leadership, you know, if you look at a sporting field, when a team is from behind, you want a different format of leadership than when you're leading type thing. So it's all that, the challenge. I always challenge people to think of, it's not like one silver bullet that'll change everything. It's like when we teach people growing your business, you know, we teach them that it's not one idea that'll get you 100%. It's 100 ideas that get you 1% that really makes the big difference for business.
It's not one idea that gets you the 100%. It's the 100 ideas that get you the 1%. And, you know, you came up with a definition that I have personally been using for a couple of years now, which is how you define what a business is.
So in the end, what it is you want for a business is you want to finish a business. And by that, I mean it runs without you. And you know, the whole point of a business is to build an asset. If you build a job for yourself, you can never sell that asset. It's never a saleable item. What we want to build is something that's saleable. And to do that, it has to be, my definition, a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without you. You know, and that goes back to my 6 steps to build a business. Commercial enterprise, you got to deal with the mastery level of business and get the basic fundamentals in place. Commercial profitable enterprise, meaning you add in the marketing so that now you do serious level of marketing instead of, you know, when most businesses start, they're sales oriented. They go out and chase customers. As you get bigger, you've got to do marketing where you bring customers to you rather than you going to them, rather than it being one customer at a time, it's 100 customers at a time type thing. So commercial profitable enterprise that works, that's where you add in the systems. So you got to systematize the business and build that systematic methodology to gain the leverage factor of the business. And then commercial profitable enterprise that works without you, that's where you've got to build the team. And so once you've built that team, now you've got an enterprise that works, it makes money, it does that. And then the goal is to then move to the level 5, which is synergy. This is all in my book, which book was this in? It's called The Business Coach. I've written 17 books, so it's like every now and again, I forget which one had what stuff in it. And so when you look at the synergy level, once you've built an enterprise that works, it's now about doing a Ray Kroc and saying, okay, you've got this business called McDonald's, let's now put it on every single street corner in the world. And he started with the US, but then he went to the world as a marketplace. And so that's ultimately what we try and do, build a business that works or a model that works, and then roll that out into as many locations as you possibly can, be it nationwide or internationally.
Thank you for sharing that. I think you said something about written an asset, which means there is some sort of exit or strategy of some sort of starting a business. But not many people think about that when starting a business.
Yeah. You know, when you start a business, I think the trap that we fall in when we start a business is we get very clear on what product we're trying to sell, rather than plan of how we're going to build the business, the strategy behind the business, all of these different aspects that are part of business success. And I think that ultimately, if you want to be successful in business, the primary understanding has to be, how am I going to build this business? And I just ask the simple question of people, how are you going to open your business in India? You know, India is one of the world's largest economies, arguably going to be the largest economy in the world, and still English speaking, English rule of law, and a growth economy by all stretches. And so you sit down and you ask people that, and they go, I don't have any plans to open in India. And it's like, yeah, that's my point. The fact that you're not even thinking of that, that's where I teach. I have a program called 30X, and it's 30 minutes a day for 30 days to grow your business by 30% and look at 30 times. And with the 30X philosophy, what I'm teaching people is that if you don't plan for a multi-billion dollar business, you'll never have one. If you only plan for a $1 million business, that's as big as you'll get. But again, if you don't learn to build a multi-billion dollar business, you'll never build that sort of thing. And you know, most people, the learning work in business is the harder work. The learning work is the hardest work there is.
In building the business, what have you encountered that you think is the biggest obstacle, the hindrance in creating that asset?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them, isn't there? Look, I always think that the biggest key to success in business is people. Who you recruit, how you recruit them, how you train them, the people that you bring on will make or break your business. And I'm a firm believer in hire good and build great. If you hire good people and then you coach them, mentor them, send them to training programs, that's what really builds them. So yeah, you got to build the people so they can build the business, because you don't build your business, your people do. And if you build your people, they'll build your business.
Even in a time like this where everyone's working from home right now, productivity is decreased, you know, how do you get the right people right now with everything that's going
on? Yeah, look, there's more great people available today than there have been in a long while. You know, that one of the great, you know, we had such a great economic boom there that literally we had full employment around the world in most markets pre-COVID. And so, you know, it was harder to get good people then than it is now. Now you've just had to move everything and make sure that you're doing the same level of interview, but you're doing it by Zoom. You can't physically meet the people in most cases. But you know, I've been running a fairly virtual series of business. I have 9 companies, and you know, they're based all around the world. So, you know, most of them are not. I'm virtual running those businesses anyway. So I've been that way for quite some time. I think virtual running the business is something that you know, people are going to have to get used to. They're just going to have to. That's just the way of the future. This COVID has virtualized the world somewhere between, you know, 7 to 10 years, sped up the virtual nature of the world. You know, here we are, you're traveling, I'm here at home in Vegas, we're on a Zoom call across the world, and people are going to watch this from how many different countries? Do you know what I mean? It's like there's so much possibility. So,
you know, talk about the nine businesses. You know, there is Action Coach, us a little bit back on Action Code. Why did you want to do that? I mean, you obviously did not have to. You know, you're already doing good in business, and you still don't have to. Why did you do it?
Well, you know, there's a difference between building a business and building a legacy too. You know, the business of Action Coach will grow without me. The team runs that business. I don't need to actually run that business. The team run it without me. On the flip side of that, there is a legacy. So your goals go in three different levels. Your first level of goal is a what I call an away goal or a negative goal. I don't want to have that. I don't want to be in that situation. I want to be out of, I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? It's like getting away from a negative is level one goal setting. Level two goal setting is moving towards a positive. So, you know, I want to have this. I choose to have this. You know, instead of I don't want to be fat, it's I want to be able to run 3 miles in 25 minutes, 4 days a week type thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like setting that towards goal. Or instead of I don't want to be broke, I want to have 50,000 free clear cash in the bank at any point in time. You know, having a positive towards goal. But then once you've achieved all the positive towards, and this is where a lot of people get very bored, and we see this with, you know, movie stars and sports stars, where they get bored and they just do stupid things because they don't set the third level goal, which is to leave a legacy. And so that legacy level goal, and that's really mostly what Action Coach is about, it's a legacy business where I'm leaving behind a much better world than I started with. So the business world is going to be a much better off because of what I'm doing. And therefore the human world. I mean, when you fix a business, it doesn't just make more profitability. It makes, you know, the people in the business are less stressed. They employ more people. They give more people jobs. More families can afford to do what they need to do because that business is growing and creating jobs. And this is one of the greatest things about our business, is that every day I get to help business owners not only achieve their dreams and goals, but also help business owners employ people that then achieve their dreams and goals. So I think that's a wonderful part of it.
In one of your seminars, you talked about one of the things that changed your life, which was your encounter with Jim Rohn.
Mm.
Yes. And how...
Mr. Rohn.
Yeah, Jim Rohn, yes. And how he talked about positive goals. How did that influence you? Like, did that make you want to help other people of some sort?
You know, when I first met Mr. Rohn, I was 16, and leadership and success had just something that I sort of had only just started to see as possibility for me. You know, I didn't sort of see that prior to, I won the Rotary Youth Leadership Award in my area, and they sent me away for a week's long training on how to be successful, all these different things. And so from there, I started studying success. And that's the thing, that most people don't study success. They don't study money. And if you don't study the thing that you want, don't expect to have it. That's my formula. And people should jump on my YouTube channel if they want to watch me teaching this formula. But it's dream, goal, learn, plan, act. Start with dreams, dreams into goals. Goals determine what you need to learn. And that's why oftentimes you'll tell people your goals and they'll say, well, you can't possibly achieve that. And what they don't take into consideration is that you're growing. You are growing to become the person that can achieve that. You know, that's what it is. So as you grow, you get to achieve more of your goals. And most of the time you should be setting goals that you can't achieve, because if you could achieve it, you would have already achieved it. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to set goals that stretch you. You've got to set goals that you have to grow into. You know, if your goals don't make you grow, it's not really a goal.
I mean, in terms of action, which is one of your, I don't want to say beliefs or philosophy on the line there, or message. Yes, what you want, your message. Action. Someone who has an idea, what's the best way to take that idea right now and say, I want to start a business, I don't know what to do, I just have this idea, what should I do?
Well, first thing you do is study business. You know, let me be very blunt. The ideas are worth nothing. An idea is worth nothing. the ability to turn the idea into a profit is worth everything. So, you know, I have a million ideas a year on businesses to start, and other people have another million ideas on businesses to start. The idea itself, and this is where, if you watch two different TV shows, one is called Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, depending upon where you're at in the world. I think it's the stupidest, dumbest business show in the world. It doesn't happen that way. There's no, we don't, you don't buy a business based on the idea. You buy a business based on the ability for it to make profit. And that's usually, I look at investing in businesses based on the people. Are these people going to make it successful? And if the people are going to make it successful, then it's worth investing in. If the people can't make it successful, then it doesn't matter how good the idea is. I'm going to have to step in and do it myself. You know, so I think that that's an important aspect behind it. But if you look at Marcus Lemoinis with The Profit, he always goes in and meets the people and determines, is he going to invest in the people?
Started investing 2 years ago, and it's this thing I made this mistake a lot. They investing in the idea, investing in the sweet words they're saying, investing in their story, and now I come to realize it's the people. You know, how far they're going willing to go in for the idea. You know, how far have they even gone for the idea? You know, that would even determine how far they're willing to go. So I would not even want to do anything if they don't even have some skin in the game already. It's interesting that you mentioned that. So dream, go, learn, and act.
Plan, act. Don't take action until you've written the plan. And don't write the plan until you do the learning. You know, if you want to double the size of your business, you better go and read half a dozen books on how to double the size of your business before you write the plan. You know, if you write the plan based on what you currently know, basically all it's going to say is do the same stuff you already know. So you've got to get new knowledge. If you set new goals, you need new knowledge. You know, I don't admire the person with the biggest TV. I admire the person with the biggest library.
A lot of entrepreneurs also get caught up in between that action and learning, because for some reason the mind tricks. Whenever you read a book, the mind tricks you that you've taken action. You know, and you get those people who are stuck in reading and not progressing. How do they get out of that, where you are?
Well, that's not a bad place to be in. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. See, the first four books you read are kind of like putting the corners to the jigsaw puzzle. It might take then another 20 books to put the outside lines into your jigsaw puzzle. And then it might take another 100 books to fill in the jigsaw puzzle before you're ready to take that leap. You know, the thing is, you keep learning until you're ready to take the leap. And you know, it might take a long time, it might take a short time, but that's really what you've got to stay focused on, is just keep the learning happening. And sometimes you've got to change what learning you're doing too. Sometimes you're reading things that are not about taking action, reading things that are not about doing what needs to be done. Sometimes you're just reading fluffy philosophy because you want to stay safe and hidden in your world of not having to do anything. So, you know, sometimes you've got to change up what you're reading if you want to get the real results.
Aside of Action Coach, of course, which is built around having a legacy, what are some of the businesses that you've done that has been so much more for you? Right now, I know you have five businesses.
Yeah, look, I mean, see, I go back, my dog food business was a lot of fun. You know, I'm really enjoying my commercial cleaning business at the moment, because, you know, obviously commercial cleaning is booming right now. You know, but I find every business fun because I find business fun. You know, and that's, I think, what you've got to do. It's got to, if you need the business to be about the product to make it fun, then I think you miss the aspect of the marketing is so much fun, working out and testing and measuring and creating a marketing plan that generates leads that are converting, creating the sales process to allow people to make a transaction, creating the repeat business customer service programs and allowing people to keep coming back as customers, building the staff and watching them become better people. You know, these are the things that are fun for me. So, you know, that's really what I find great fun, not just the whole concept of the product.
The entire process for you is fun. So going back to the TEDx, is that something that the program, is that something that's available right now to the public?
Yeah, until the end of the year, we've kept it on COVID pricing. It's $99. It's going to be $1,000 once we go back to, we launched it during the pandemic. And I said to my team, listen, it's a pandemic. Let's just make it $99 so everyone can have it. You know, everyone can afford it at $99. Now they got to do some commitment to working, of course, because there's a fair bit of work in 30 minutes a day for 30 days to get the knowledge base that you need to build your business. But once the Christmas break is over, we'll go back to the normal pricing model and move into 2021. You know, what I think right now is it's really interesting to watch people do the learning now so that they can build an amazing business plan for 2021.
And how can they have access to that?
If they just go bradsugars.com, they'll find it in the store. Pretty easy that way, or they can go on my Facebook store, or any way they want to find it. But I'm pretty much on every social media, so you can find me pretty much everywhere, except for Pinterest. I'm not really a Pinterest guy, and I'm just not really a crafty sort of person.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not that good at dancing, but my team have plans for me to launch our TikTok early in the new year. So they're starting with making me do reels on Instagram, which, it's kind of fun. I have teenage daughters right down to a two-year-old child. And so watching my kids watch me on Instagram, go, no, Dad, please, no, no, Dad, you know. So if there's one good thing about teenagers, they tell you exactly what you should and shouldn't be doing. They're very blunt.
Exactly how they feel, like exactly how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. And which is probably what we should keep as growing up, you know, the idea of just.
Yeah, I think some compassion probably wouldn't go astray for teenagers.
So with the YouTube is the same name, right? Brad Sugars.
YouTube is Brad Sugars or Brad Lee Sugars, one or the other. I think a lot of them are Brad Lee Sugars to make sure it's got my full name, Bradley J. Sugars. So, people can jump on YouTube. There's plenty of videos on there. There's literally hours and hours and hours of it. So, and jump on my social media. I do every day I do a 5-minute little chat session with people about another subject on success or wealth or business.
Too bad, you know. I was really enjoying the drive, the drive and
drive times. Yeah, and then I got stuck at home, so now I had to do driveway times. It's like, you know,
those are amazing times. Are you going to go back on that? Or, you know,
yeah, definitely. I guess I've just got to go back now that the gyms are open again here. I might start going back to the gym, so therefore it gives me a reason to get in the car every day. So during the pandemic, we just had to work out at home, so that was the way of, you know, doing the workout at home type thing. So,
all right. Thank you very much for showing up. You know, before we go, what message would you like to leave right now? You know, talking about being a legacy, what's that thing what are those words you want to put into people's hearts that they should remember for the rest of their lives about you?
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty simple. You are your biggest job. Mm-hmm. You know, your biggest job in life is to become the best you can be. To learn, to study, to just keep growing as a person. And the more you grow, obviously, the better the results will be. Because, you know, very simply put, life doesn't get easier, you get better. Business doesn't get easier, you get better at business. And if you can understand that, it's pretty simple to be successful. You know, sales never gets easy, you get better at sales. Marketing doesn't get easier. Fitness doesn't get easy. You get better at fitness. You know, this is just the philosophy that I think I started learning with Jim Rohn. But ultimately, if you get better, life gets easier.
If you get better, life gets easier. Thank you very much for showing up. And it's amazing to have you here. And I'm going to let you know when we're going to be launching this. And it's great. So everything... Bradley Sugars or Brad Sugars on all platforms, we're going to find you. And you know, on your website we have the 30X program. That is definitely something I would recommend. What about the Action Coach? You know, for
business? Actioncoach.com. If anyone wants their free first coaching session, jump on actioncoach.com. One of my coaches will work with you for free for your first session. We do that for every business owner that ever asks us. So our goal is to make sure that we help every business owner we can.
Yes. And there are also hubs. I know here in Ireland, I've met a few Action Coaches, amazing people. You know, amazing training, you know, system they have going on, you know, and they've helped lots of local businesses around here in Ireland as well. So you have that in different areas. So they could also, you know, speak to someone local, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what the great thing about Action Coaches is. They're in 83 countries now. So you'll find one pretty much everywhere. If not, they'll be dang close. All right.
Thank you very much for coming. And six.
Take care. Let's keep building fortunes. Let's keep doing that thing. All bye right. for now, everybody.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
Thanks, bud. That was great.
All right. Thank you.
Talk again soon. Bye now.